Howdy, to neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. John Richardson from West Texas A&M University. We're back with Dr. Richardson in just a moment.
Blackjack Farms presents its 2021 annual female production sale, Saturday, October 9th at the ranch near Seminole, Oklahoma, featuring 75 registered Angus and Simmental lots, including spring bull and heifer pair splits, fall calving cows, most with calves at the side, and spring-bred heifers with fall yearling heifers. For more information or download a catalog, go to the website www.mcsauction.com or call Matt Sims, 405-641-6081.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, October 7th. It'll be broadcast live on Dish Channel 997 SLA TV and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Auction starting at 8 a.m. Central Time. 15,800 head to sell, 2,700 yearling steers, 2,300 yearling heifers, 5,200 weaned calves, 3,600 calves on cows, and over 600 bred stock. All the auction details available at SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior 1-800-422-2117. He's the Paul Engler Professor of Beef Cattle Feedlot Management. We're talking about Dr. John Richardson of West Texas A&M University, who was a guest speaker this last week at Kansas State's Beef Stocker Field Day. Dr. Richardson talking about rethinking your ideas on what you need to be feeding those calves you're receiving on your operation.
Specifically, the high-risk animal, those cattle typically come in stressed, transported, and in a negative energy balance because they haven't consumed both water and feed properly for several days through the marketing process. So that kind of sets up a dilemma how we manage the nutrition of those newly received calves. The dogma in the past has been always to provide a lot of roughage and a ration, or receiving ration very high in roughage, and there's certainly some wisdom behind that. We're looking at different ways and different techniques and different types of rations to provide to those cattle that may be a better alternative. And in a nutshell, that would be providing a much higher energy ration. We have this paradox with these cattle that, you know, we want them to come to the bunk and consume feed and roughage and really does a good job of that, but yet you dilute out the energy of the ration if you're using a really high roughage ration typically. Some research that we did with a very high energy ration that we fed to high-risk calves, hopefully, you know, correct that negative energy balance quicker after arrival.
John, in the research that you've done there at West Texas A&M regarding higher roughage versus a higher energy ration, what have you learned?
We do have some preliminary data. Essentially, what we found is the cattle receiving the typical higher roughage receiving diet actually consumed a little more feed early and gained a little bit better very early, the first couple weeks from arrival. A lot of that is probably fill differences. They're filling their gut fill faster with that higher roughage diet, and that translates to weight that quickly after arrival. But after the first couple weeks, the dry matter intake kind of equilibrates between the two rations that we evaluated, and the cattle on the higher energy finisher ration, if you will, gained more the other cattle, and they gained much, much more efficiently. And so that translated into a much better feed cost of gain and just overall cost of gain during the receiving period.
With all that said, John, any downside from what you've seen going with that higher energy ration?
The downside is you've got to be a good manager and pay close attention to those cattle because, as I mentioned earlier, obviously acidosis is a concern. We did not see any acidosis in this trial. We had our typical respiratory disease outbreak. But I say that, and it can be very difficult to differentiate BRD from acidosis. But just anecdotally, it appears that because they came in and did not consume a lot of feed early, that helped those cattle on that really higher energy ration transition the rumen to that higher energy, more starch ration over time gradually. And I think it worked out nicely, and we did not have major issue.
Dr. John Richardson of West Texas A&M. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the Red, White, and Baldy female production sale from Bowling Ranch coming up Friday, October the 8th at noon at the ranch near Newkirk, Oklahoma. at 9201 East State Line Road. They'll be featuring 40 Hereford and Red Angus registered females and 130 commercial and open heifers. For more information, contact Ranch Manager Tim Stidham at 405-742-4553 or go to bowlingranch.com for more details. You can also watch the auction live at dvauction.com. The Red, White, and Baldy Female Production Sale coming up Friday, October the 8th in Newkirk.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.